This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. The Supreme Court on Tuesday delivered a resounding rebuke to Colorado's attempt to dictate which conversations families may have with licensed counselors. In an 8-1 ruling in Chills v. Saluzar, the court held that the state's minor conversion therapy law censors speech based on viewpoint, violating the First Amendment. Justice Neil Gorsuch, writing for the majority, left no room for ambiguity. The First Amendment stands as a shield against any effort to enforce orthodoxy in thought or speech in this country. The decision reversed the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit, which had characterized the law as a regulation of professional conduct that only incidentally burdened speech. Eight justices disagreed. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was the lone dissenter. A law that picked winners, Colorado enacted the law in 2019. Prohibiting licensed mental health professionals from providing any therapy that attempts to change a minor's sexual orientation or gender identity. Violators faced fines up to $5,000, probation, or loss of their license. The law exempted religious ministers, according to the AP. Here is what made the law constitutionally indefensible. It was not neutral. The statute explicitly allowed counselors to provide assistance to a person undergoing gender transition while simultaneously banning any counseling that helped a minor align identity with biological sex. A therapist could encourage a teenager to transition. That same therapist could not help a teenager who wanted to grow comfortable in the body he or she was born with. That is not medical regulation. It is viewpoint discrimination written into statute. As Gorsuch wrote, Colorado's law addressing conversion therapy does not just ban physical interventions. In cases like this, it censors speech based on viewpoint. The counselor who said no? Kaylee Chills is a licensed professional counselor in Colorado Springs who holds a master's degree in clinical mental health. She has practiced since 2014, specializing in addiction, trauma, sexuality, and gender dysphoria. Chills is a Christian who offers faith-informed counseling to clients who seek it voluntarily. After the 2019 law took effect, Chills stopped engaging in conversations with minors that she believed the state could interpret as conversion therapy. Families who came to her seeking a counselor willing to explore all options, including helping a child feel at peace with his or her biological sex, were told that the state had placed that conversation off-limits. In September 2022, represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, Chills filed a pre-enforcement challenge. The district court denied her request for a preliminary injunction, and the Tenth Circuit affirmed. The Supreme Court granted certiorari in March 2025 and heard oral arguments in October. Colorado's losing streak. This is not the first time Colorado has been told by the Supreme Court that it cannot punish people for holding the wrong opinion. In 2018, the court sided with baker Jack Phillips in Masterpiece Cake Shop. In 2023, the court ruled in favor of graphic designer Lori Smith in 303. Creative, another case brought by Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, in 2026, the court has struck down Colorado's attempt to control what a counselor may say to a willing patient. Three cases, three losses. The same constitutional principle each time, the government does not get to choose which side of a conversation is legal. What happens next? The ruling sends the case back to lower courts with instructions to apply a far more rigorous standard of review. The court found that lower courts failed to apply sufficiently rigorous First Amendment scrutiny. Few laws survive that standard. More than 20 states have similar bans on the books. Those laws now face the same constitutional vulnerability. Notably, no one has ever been sanctioned under Colorado's law since it took effect in 2019. The law's power was not in its enforcement, but in its chilling effect. Counselors like Chills silenced themselves rather than risk their livelihoods. The Trump administration filed in support of Chills, arguing the law violated the First Amendment. Justice Jackson, the sole dissenter, took the unusual step of reading a summary of her dissent from the bench. She warned that the ruling could undermine states' ability to regulate medical care, writing that the fallout could be catastrophic. But this framing confuses speech with surgery. No scalpel was involved. No medication was prescribed. Chills wanted to talk to her patients. Colorado told her she could only talk in one direction. The real question, strip away the legal jargon, and this case comes down to a simple question: should the government decide which conversations parents and their children are allowed to have with a licensed counselor? Colorado said yes. 8 justices said no. For families seeking help navigating deeply personal questions about identity, faith, and well-being, the court restored something the state had quietly taken away, the right to choose. And now, Kim's perspective. This ruling is about something bigger than any single therapy or any single counselor. It is about whether the government gets to stand between parents and the professionals they choose to help their children. Colorado passed a law that told families they could seek one kind of counseling but not another, based entirely on which conclusion the state preferred. That is not protecting children, that is controlling them. For years, counselors like Kaylee Chills were forced to turn families away or risk losing their careers, not because they harmed anyone, but because the state disapproved of the conversation. The Supreme Court reminded Colorado, for the third time in 8 years, that the First Amendment protects all viewpoints, not just the ones the government endorses. Parents, not politicians, should decide what kind of help their children receive. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.